So, basically the story is much the same over this past week. Yeah, we're getting these very, very strong numbers coming out of the United States. And why wouldn't we? You know, you've got all the policy force behind it, and it's not going to change any time in the near term. And we're getting it reflected, too, in a really strong quarterly earnings reporting season. We're still in the middle of it, but the reports coming through much better than expected in most sectors. Just going through some of the economic numbers that really impressed last week. And we had some of the lead indicators, like the New York Purchasing Managers Report and the Philadelphia Fed Survey, both better than expected. In the case of the New York Survey, it went from plus 17.4 to plus 26.3, beating expectations by about 8 percentage points. The Philadelphia Fed Survey, it was just an incredibly high 51.8, plus 51.8 going back to March. It held just about all that strength. It was plus 50.2, so again, good 7 percentage points above market expectations. And people are spending up a storm. We've got March retail sales numbers coming out, and with all that income support in the United States, they expected that retail sales would lift around about 5.5% in the month, so a very strong expectation. They lifted by 9.8%, so almost double expectations. And core retail sales are up 8.4% month on month. So all these building towards some very, very strong GDP readings coming out of the US through the first half of this year as well. Also housing, big strong rebound coming through there. We had housing permits, which lifted by 2.7% month on month, market expected 1.7%. And housing starts, which the market was expecting quite a big bounce on these, of 12.6%, up 19.4%. So, you know, across the board, these numbers are very, very strong indeed. And they're starting to reflect also a little bit, you know, in price pressure, as you'd expect. So we had the CPI came out for the month of March, and a bit higher than expected, plus 0.6% in the month, from plus 0.4%. So the annual rate of inflation has lifted from 1.7 to 2.6. Core CPI was also a bit above expectations at plus 0.3%. So the annual inflation rate's lifted from 1.3 to 1.6. But we also heard from the Fed, and as far as Jerome Powell's concerned, still we had in the minutes of the last FOMC meeting, what he's saying is that still they intend to be very, very supportive with monetary policy. There was a slight nuance in it, which is worth noting, and that is he said some of our members see no change in interest rates all the way through to 2024. He did make a point of saying that's not the general view of the committee. So the very first hint that that rates won't be staying down forever, that at some point they have to start to show some signs of lifting. This week in the US, it's going to be pretty quiet. There's not much in the way of new data, but we've got a lot more earnings reports coming out, and we'd expect most of those to be strong. We do have some manufacturing PMI data, services sector PMI data, right at the end of the week. They're both expected to be in the 60s, very strong readings. So the manufacturing PMI is expected to lift from 59.1 to 60.5. Services sector PMI expected to be up from 60.4 to 61.7. We also get March existing home sales, which are expected to lift about 0.9%, and March new home sales, which are expected to lift by 12% month on month. So what data there is expected to be firm. In China last week, some really strong numbers coming through. You know, some of them slightly missed expectations, but the expectations were pretty high. So we started the week with exports and imports, and they were up by 30.6% month on month and 38.1% month on month, respectively. That was after being up. Imports have actually accelerated from 22.2% to 38.1%. Exports were at plus 60.6%, but still the plus 30.6% is very strong. We had fixed asset investment spending, industrial production, and retail sales, all for the month of March coming out, all pretty strong. Fixed asset investment spending up 25.6% year-on-year, a little bit above market expectations. Industrial production up 14.1% year-on-year, and retail sales up incredibly 34.2% year-on-year. We also had Q1 GDP, and basically year-on-year GDP in China rose from, it was already exceptional going back to Q4 last year, where on a year-on-year basis GDP was up 6.5% year-on-year. That rose to 18.3% year-on-year in Q1. And this is a forerunner of several major economies where we're going to get these stunningly high numbers coming through over the next quarter or two, yeah, particularly when they're compared with the depths of the recession going back this time last year. We have nothing of note coming out of China this week, but basically in Australia, and signs of what is increasingly looking like a great boom coming through in Australia too. We had NAB business conditions, business confidence, month of March. Business conditions, which is how businesses are doing currently, lifted from an upwardly revised plus 17 to a record high plus 25. So businesses are very, very optimistic and they're reporting very, very good conditions for the time being. They're also reporting a lot of difficulty getting labour. So that's their single biggest problem now, is scarcity of labour. Business confidence month of March, it was at plus 18, that was an upwardly revised plus 18, came back a little bit to plus 15, but that's still a strong reading. Westpac consumer sentiment went up to a new record high, lifted 6.2% in the month after lifting 2.6% the month before. Looking at exceptionally strong conditions coming through as far as the Westpac consumer sentiment survey is concerned. And then we capped it off with the labour force report. Yeah, another huge beat of expectations on employment growth. The market thought we'd get 35,000 jobs in the month. We got 70,700. That was after the 88,700 the month before. Participation rate's gone to a new record high of 66.3% from 66.1%. And the unemployment rate expected down to 5.6% from 5.8%. So yeah, we're not too far above where we were before the pandemic as far as the unemployment rate's concerned now. And we're getting down to some very low unemployment rates in certain states. Western Australia's down to 4.3% unemployment rate. The ACT's down at 2.6% unemployment rate. We really seeing quite a deal of strength running through these numbers. It's ongoing. It's beating official forecasts by a country mile. What we're hearing from the ABS is that, yes, we will get the effect of JobKeeper coming off in the April and May numbers, but from what we're seeing running through the job vacancy numbers and a lot of other data, it's certainly we're going to get nothing like 150,000 net loss that Treasury was talking about. It will be way smaller than that, if it's noticeable at all. That will be coming through over the April and May months. In Australia this week, today, we'll get the RBA minutes, and this will be a reconfirmation, basically, that like many central banks, the RBA is going to sit on their hands as the economies really pick up pace. And they're going to stick with a story which is becoming quite common around the world that basically central banks everywhere are aiming at full employment and full employment for quite a period of time before they consider lifting interest rates. In the RBA's case, it's all about wages growth, and they're saying that until we get really low unemployment rates for quite a long period of time, there's no real risk of wages growth accelerating to the point that would give us consistently higher inflation. And so as far as they're concerned, inflation is a wages story and nothing else. And so that means that we're going to have low interest rates persisting as these economies around the world go into full boom. They're already in it in some cases, and including in their own economy, really. This is totally unprecedented. So, it's a great deal of strength which will be feeding through to both company profits and also to wages growth eventually, which will tend to reinforce the strength of economic activity as we go further down the track, and all those pressures you're seeing through housing and some other areas too. We'll get March preliminary retail trade numbers coming out on Wednesday. They're expected to show quite a decent lift, probably around about 1% or more, after being down 0.8% the month before. And even Europe showing some signs, and Europe's had extended lockdowns. But we had February retail sales came out, and they were double expectations. The market thought they would lift 1.5%. They lifted 3%. Admittedly, they were down by 5.2% the month before, but some signs of a little bit of lift running through there. So wherever we look around the world at the moment, and notwithstanding the fact that globally we're looking at COVID-19 new infection numbers, which are now at a record high around the world, largely centred in Asia and South America. Obviously that's still problematic. The way in which various countries have responded in terms of boosting economic activity is still showing through very, very powerfully in the rise that we're seeing in economic activity around the world now. And that showing no signs of going away for the time being until the authorities change their spots, and we're not seeing that happening anywhere for quite a period yet.